AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's restricting asylum claims at the southern border. Sagar Magani has details.
The move would bar migrants from getting asylum once officials deem the border is overwhelmed.
This action will help us gain control of our border.
The president says he'd rather have had legislation to address the issue instead of going it alone.
But Republicans have left me no choice.
Saying they weaponized a key issue by rejecting a bipartisan bill months ago at Donald Trump's urging. House Speaker Mike Johnson and others, though, call the president's move a political stunt, noting he waited to act until months before an election where immigration is a White House liability.
It's window dressing. Everybody knows it. If he was concerned about the border, he would have done this a long time ago.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump's lawyers are asking the judge in his hush money trial to lift the gag order that barred him from commenting about witnesses, jurors, and others tied to the case. They argue there's nothing to justify continued restrictions now that the former president's been convicted. Inhaya Pujwani has a report on the first day of testimony in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial.
Prosecutors painted President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, as deceptive and driven by addiction, who knew what he was doing when he lied on federal forms in 2018 to purchase a gun. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden's attorney argued that his client did not believe he was in the throes of addiction when he stated in the paperwork that he did not have a drug problem, and he did nothing with the gun in the short time he had it. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi declared victory for his alliance in the country's general election, claiming a mandate to push forward with his agenda. However, his party lost seats to a stronger-than-expected opposition. Job openings fell in April to the lowest level since 2021, but they remain historically strong, employers posting 8.1 million vacancies. Layoffs fell and the number of Americans quitting rose. This is AP News. Temperatures are heading higher in the southwest. Donna Warder has details.
It's the first heat wave of the season, and National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says California, Arizona, and Nevada will be getting the worst of it.
It really starts picking up today, but then really peaks in that Wednesday to Friday time frame across the west. And we're looking at high temperatures, you know, well in the 90s and 100s, well above average for the time of year.
On Monday, the high in Phoenix already was 103 degrees Fahrenheit and 105 degrees in Needles, California. But Chouinard says there will be some relief in a few days.
It starts to, you know, cool down a little bit across like portions of California, Arizona, and Nevada by the weekend. I mean, it's still hot, just not as hot.
I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.